Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time to talk to former Chiefs offensive coordinator, Bears head coach, Eagles assistant, University of Delaware Fighting Blue Hand quarterback. His name is Matt Nagy. How you doing, coach? You good?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. Let me get your take on this. We're just talking about it. Colin Cowherd suggested that the Giants offer their first-round pick to Seattle for Russell Wilson for the amount of years that Russell Wilson plays with the Giants. So if he plays 9 years with the Giants, they would give up their next 9 first-round picks to Seattle. As a coach in this league, what do you think about a move like that?
Yeah, no, it's an interesting comment. I think, anytime you're dealing with a quarterback, it always makes everybody have to take a step back and really look at everything. A guy like Russell, who's been doing this thing for so long, and everyone knows kind of his situation and where he's been at and where he's at right now. I mean, he's a future Hall of Fame quarterback that can win a lot of games and also has a lot of time left, too. I think that's the key. It's interesting. It's creative. I know probably from a personnel side and the scouting department side, those guys can sometimes cringe at that because those are their babies to have all those first-round picks. But at the same point in time, when you have that quarterback leading the show and a guy like him that's experienced, that knows the game inside out, it's certainly very interesting to look at and discuss for sure.
Mahomes to Kelce.
And there it is. That's the connection, right? Mahomes to Kelce.
913-576-7610. That's the sounder for the Travis Kelce autographed helmet giveaway. We're getting somebody registered for that. Matt Nagy not eligible, even though he is on the line.
Right.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. He knows Travis, too. I'm sure you can get a Travis.
You could probably get a Travis helmet if you wanted one.
Or maybe you already have
one. Or maybe you want to enter to win this contest. I don't know. So as you wrap up your tenure in Chicago, and you've had 4 years now as a head coach in the NFL, what was like the number one thing you take away from being a head coach in this league?
Yeah, you know what? I would say the biggest thing is that for me, when you go into that interview, there's a lot of things that you have no idea, you don't know when those questions are being asked when you don't have experience through it, you know? So there's a lot of questions people tell you how to think through and what to think through and how you would do it. But when you have the actual time, and I had 4 great years there, being able to learn through different experiences, whether it's the silo of players and coaches, whether it's the roster construction, whether it's the media side and how to deal with the media and on good days and bad days, how to deal with ownership, relationships and conversations that you have behind closed doors with guys. And so for me, there's just so much every year that you learn. When you win, we went into that thing in 2018 and we really didn't know what we didn't know, but we got hot. And the guys started believing in the culture. And we went 12-4. We won the NFC North, and we ended up losing, unfortunately, in the playoffs to the Eagles. But it was really a nice wake-up call to show everybody, hey, listen, when you believe in each other and you trust, you can win. And unfortunately, after that, we just weren't able to put it all together and keep it consistent and everything. So that part was how to challenge that too, mentally getting calloused and how to bounce back from adversity. So there's so much that goes into it. I had a great time there in Chicago. I'm going to use every bit of it, every experience for me to make me better, to learn where I went wrong and help myself for maybe another opportunity. But at the same point in time, just so appreciative of everybody there in Chicago.
You mentioned the interview. They don't ask you where do you see yourself in 5 years? I think that'd be the worst thing to tell a head coaching interview, because you don't get 5 years anymore, right? It's tough.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's a crazy league right now, and that's okay. We're all competitive. We understand it's about instant gratification. And I was joking with somebody the other day in a serious manner. I say joking, but when you go through that interview process, the one question they never ask you is, how are you going to handle it the day you get fired? And it's a real moment, and when they give you that news, you got to wake up in the morning and you got to, for me, I was very honest with the staff, with the coaching staff, and making sure I protect them and understand, okay, this is what happens from today on for you guys. I won't be here anymore, but I'm going to be here to help out as much as I can. And then that moment with the team. You know, it's authentic. It's real. It's not easy. It's emotional. You build these relationships, and now you're gone. And so dealing with that day, packing up the office and just a lot of memories, it's raw, you know. But at the same point in time, like I said, it does make you better. And as long as you handle it the right way, I kept talking to our team all year long, like when we were going through the tough patches, is, you know, don't use this to define us. Use it to refine. And when you do that, you don't let the rough season define who you are. You use it to make you better. And that's all I know, and that's what I'm going to do.
Talking with Matt Nagy, former Bears head coach, former Chiefs offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, former Delaware Fighting Blue Hen as well.
Forever Delaware Fighting Blue Hen.
That's right. We'll use that forever term. The other guy's a forever Fighting Blue Hen is Brett Veach. And you were here in Kansas City, and the old story goes Brett Veach was standing on the table saying, Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes. They draft Patrick Mahomes. You get a year to coach with Patrick Mahomes. When did you know, like, oh, my goodness, we got something here?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, for Veach to have the eye for him and see him and get him in there and make that happen was amazing. It was really neat. And at the same point in time, when you're watching Patrick in practice, everybody always talks about the no-look passes, and you see how he is. For me personally, to watch him be in the meeting rooms with Alex and build that relationship and see where he's at. But I go back, guys, to the season, his rookie year, when he in 17, when we played the Denver Broncos that last game of the regular season, and we were already in the playoffs, and Patrick got the start, and he made a throw on third down. It was the first third down of the game. He made a throw down the middle of the field that was an absolute dime to Demetrius Harris for a first down. And I'm telling you, you know, we were looking at some clips throughout the year as we were going through some different types of play concepts, and that one fell in there. And he made that throw, and it just reminded me of how special he ended up being. But that moment, we felt it. He made two other throws in that game to Albert Wilson on third down where he scrambled and threw over the middle. And then in that game, we brought in Tyler Bray as we were up 14 points, and we ended up losing the lead. And Coach got Patrick back in there, if you remember, and he brought the team down the field, and we ended up kicking a field goal to win. And that was the moment when we all knew it. You know, we all knew this guy has it. And as you watch him grow into what he's grown into right now, it's so neat to see. And he's just such a special player, such a special person. And I think the person part, too, guys, sometimes we take for granted. He is a special person. That's a hell of a player, and when you put that combo together, it's unstoppable.
Was that when Andy had the moment too? Like, was that all of you guys on the sideline just kind of looking at each other going, uh-oh, we got ourselves something pretty special here?
No doubt about it. We could feel it. And you know what? Sometimes you get to that point where you just don't even say to each other. You just know it. And I can remember heading into that week. It was a Friday heading into that game, and coach meets with the quarterbacks. To be able to go one-on-one and just kind of get a flavor of where they feel headed into the weekend of the game plan, what plays they like, where they rank them, et cetera. And I remember Coach coming back to me on that Friday afternoon and just looking at me like, you know what, this guy, first of all, he loves all those special, which is just all four verts, just chuck it downfield mentality. So Coach is kind of chuckling that every play he ranked all those special number one. But yeah, we just all knew it right away, and obviously he's taking it to where he is right now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to kind of see, you know, where he was and then see that, like, there was no growth. It was just like he hit the scene and he was a superstar for that. How much of the Alex Smith stuff is becoming like a Paul Bunyan tale where, you know, Patrick's going to buy him a castle now and all that stuff? What was that? You were in that room as the offensive coordinator, quarterback guy. Like, what was the relationship with him and Alex Smith truly like from an inside version?
Yeah, it was really neat to see how it grew and developed organically. So, you know, that's not an easy deal when you have a first-round quarterback that comes into a room with a well-established Pro Bowl quarterback that has won a lot of games, who was himself a first-round guy. So we developed it early on. It took some trust between them to earn the respect, and I know everyone's heard the story, but that's real. I mean, it from week one until the end of the season, the relationship was totally different, and it was built through each of those guys respecting each other, knowing their roles, and that's a credit to both of them. I mean, for Patrick to come in his rookie year and be able to just be open and willing to learn from Alex and for Alex to be able to be in all these meetings and be in these practices and be able to, at the, by the end of the season, ask Patrick questions of what he thought he saw on video, et cetera, and be there for each other on the sidelines. It was powerful. It was a season I'll never forget for that moment. I'm excited to see how Patrick finishes it by the end of his career, and just how much how much stock he puts into that year as a rookie, developing through Alex. But then they're both great people, and you can see now when you hear them talk about how much that meant to them that year. It's so valuable, and guys use that. It's a story that others can use, and again, it's a credit to each of them for being just good people that are really, really great players. And I was just lucky to be a part of that.
Was there any other temptation at any other time of the year to get him in the mix? He played great in the final game. Offense was a little flat in that playoff. Was there any other temptation to put him in at any point in time in that season?
You know what? There really wasn't. It's a great question. And, for us, we just won so many games with Alex. And sometimes what happens is you get a guy like Alex that is just a leader of men. And when your leader is winning football games, and even when you go through some times where there's a little stretch there where maybe you don't score some points or you feel like you could play better at a certain position, and if it is at quarterback, there's still that element of the relationships that are built, the trust that's built, and then there's a dynamic of how the players see you as coaches handle that. So there's some... you just have to be real careful with that. And we never crossed that path that year with them. And I think it ended up being good that, both guys went in different directions and still to this day have probably more respect than ever for each other. And that's not easy to do in this league.
Talking with Matt Nagy, former Bears head coach, former Chiefs offensive coordinator forever, Delaware Blue Hen with us here on 610 Sports Radio. Also, too, you were in here in the early incarnations of the Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill era here in Kansas City. And now they're both going to the Hall of Fame, Matt. I think Tyreek Hill is one of the top five wide receivers currently in the NFL. I think the speed actually hurts him from people recognizing how good he is and how much he's grown. Clearly, Travis Kelce has grown to be one of the best tight ends of all time. When was that moment for you guys where you realized these two dudes were like, oh my God, they may be going to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I'll start off with Travis just because, he came first to us. And he came his rookie year. He had the injury. Came back that next year, and I'll never forget he caught a 59-yard touchdown pass down the middle of the field from Chase Daniel in the preseason game, and he took off after he caught the football. He took off and ran away from a corner and a safety for a touchdown, and I remember all of us up in the box and after the game watching it on tape saying this is a tight end that just did that, and so what he's done is he's built this into now. A tight end that runs routes his own style and way. I came to Chicago and brought the playbook with us, and you have these lines in the playbook, and you always say, don't run the lines. Well, these guys see some tape of Kelce running his routes and seeing what he can do. It's different. It's different on how he does it. He puts his own spin on it. He's so savvy with how he does it, and he just run after the catch guy. He's competitive. He's tough. He can do everything. And I think that for us to have, or for him to have that, and we had that then, it was special for us. And then with Tariq, Tyreek, I had to change that for 4 years, going from Tyreek to Tariq for me with Tariq Cohen.
Let that dog out too. Let that dog out.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. What's the dog's name?
But with Tariq, he came in, and I remember his first training camp. The one thing with him is he has small hands. He never dropped a pass in training camp. It was unbelievable. And so he took that in. He came in, and he obviously did so much on special teams, returning punts for touchdowns and doing so many different things, flipping the field his first couple of years. But the two things I remember is I remember we played the New England Patriots the first game of the regular season, and he came to the sideline and he said, listen, I got this corner here. I want to hit him on an out and up. We call it a bench and go. And to the field. And so he came to the sideline and told us that. We came out to start the drive and he hit him on an out and up. It was there in cover two. And Alex made a great throw. And I mean, it was undefendable because of his speed. And I always remember as a young guy coming to the sideline telling us he wants the ball on this route. And for coach to call that play and trust a young guy for Alex to make the throw and to make it happen. He threw up the peace sign, and that was it, you know. And then we get to the Pro Bowl, and, you know, these guys are mesmerized with his speed. I mean, there's fast guys in this league. There's really fast guys in this league. And then there's Tyreek. It's just different. And to see Pro Bowlers just being mesmerized by how good he is and how fast he is, I always remember that when we were coaching the Pro Bowl.
All right, Matt, you faced the Steelers earlier this season. Chiefs had him a few weeks ago. Rematch ahead of a game that they handled pretty well. How do you handle a rematch and then your kind of scouting report of the Steelers?
Yeah, I'd say with these guys, though, again, as coaches, when you play a team again a second time and they're not in the division, you have to throw everything that happened in the first game out of the books because, you know, it's different. There's so much. You know, for the Steelers, for instance, for them to come back and for them to play a great team like the Chiefs, they got to take everything they did wrong, throw that out the window, and come into this game and try to understand everybody's 0-0. The way Kansas City is playing right now, offensively and clicking and coming, you know, scoring points and doing it the way they're doing it, and they're going to have highs and lows throughout the year with offense, defense, special teams, all teams do. I think it's going to be something where it's all about the start in this game. You know, Pittsburgh, we played them earlier in the year, and they're a team that with Coach Butler, their defensive coordinator, they'll zone you out a lot. They'll play a lot of fire zones where they'll bring, you know, four or five guys off the edge. They'll drop a guy and play zone on the back end. There's not a lot of man coverage that they play, but they're experienced and they're well coached on defense, and they make it hard for you. Obviously, that wasn't the case for the Chiefs the first time around getting up to a big lead. But then offensively, you know, again, having a vet quarterback like Ben, he's been in these situations. He knows different defenses. The game is slow to him. But you know, they're going to come out and try to run the ball with Najee Harris. And they got, you know, Deontay Johnson and Claypool, who are both complementary receivers. I think this one here is just going to come down to making sure that whoever gets out to the fast start for the Chiefs to put up points early and dump on them. And make them have to play, you know, get into the passing game and score points would be difficult for the Steelers. So the start is pivotal. But this is playoff now. It's going to be a lot of fun. Two great head coaches going against each other. Obviously, home field advantage and Arrowhead is huge. And I think having those fans there getting going, those players will really enjoy that.
What's your Super Bowl prediction?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well,
thank you.
Sure, I see that. Kansas City and the way that they're playing right now, for any team to fight through what they went through when I think they were at what time they were 3-4 at one point and then went on the long winning streak, to fight through that and do what they're doing and be clicking and have the experience they have and having Patrick at the helm, they're going to be there in the AFC. And then NFC-wise, it's going to be very interesting. It's been all year long, me being a part of that with the Bears and seeing these teams. There's a lot of great teams. So I don't know how you don't go against the Buccaneers and with that quarterback with Tom Brady, they're pretty good and could end up seeing a little bit of a rematch.
A little bit of a rematch. I like that. What's on the breakfast menu today?
It's been chocolate chip pancakes for the boys, a little bit of bacon syrup, and we're rocking and rolling before we get them off to school.
There you go, my man. There you go. Enjoy the playoffs this week, and let's do this again next week. Talk about the next game, all right?
You got it, guys, man. Y'all take care. Great talking to you.
Always as well, Matt. Take care. Matt Nagy, former Bears head coach, Chiefs offensive coordinator, forever Delaware Fighting Blue Hen.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.